What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chudu Podcast.
I'm here again, too.
Three times in a row. It's a record. It's a record, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all I do is break records.
Among other things. That's why I got one leg. And one eye.
Stop talking about that in the eye.
Guys, we got another great show for you today. First of all, I want to say thank you for everybody tuning in last week. Great, great show with Miss Nikki Fuego. And the most awesome thing that we did not catch on camera, by the way. Yeah, we caught it. The beautiful slap heard around the RGB. That was beautiful. But we got a special guest with us today. So hang in there, because it's about to go down.
And all the storms we bring cloud. Get those coming, troubles coming, feeling that heat. Poets robbing, pain is time, it ain't this piece so neat. Feel the long moments.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chudu Podcast. We are live on Facebook, on my page, and also on the Chudu Podcast, and live also on our TikTok.
Watch it now.
Yeah, no kidding. Chudu, I'll let you introduce our guest today, man, because I don't know who we have today, but go ahead, man, introduce
him. Our special guest today, dude, is a continuation of our theme of wrestling.
It's not a 20% of my vision is gone, dude, because of that guy. I just want to let you know right now.
100% of my life is almost gone. No. It's the one, the only Mr. Danny Chance.
Danny Chance in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. What's going on, Danny?
What's going on, fellas?
Man, we have thank you for coming back, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, bro.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for sitting on the scorch marks lit by Cacahuacas.
I had it fucking here.
You're safe. Nikki sat there. Cacahuacas on the other side, but you can still smell the fresh flesh that came off his skin when he got smacked.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's more of a roasted peanut butter smell.
Yeah, that's what it was. Literally, But, Danny, welcome back to the Chudu Podcast, man.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, we want to go and step back and talk to you a little bit about how New Breed has been growing.
Yes, sir.
I know that, I don't know if it's a confirmed home for you guys. I know you've been doing a lot of them at the Landmark.
Yes, we have, yeah.
So, I mean, you want to take us step by step, or we already got fans looking in and saying, El Danny from Jose Martinez already tuning in.
Hey, what's up?
Just give us a history of how things are going from the last time we talked, man.
The last time we talked was August of 2021, so almost, going on 4 years. And we've grown, bro. I've taken the brand and the school and everything from, we were out of McAllen, and then now we transitioned over to the Landmark on Tower, which is in Alamo. Okay. And we were doing shows for free since then. Right. And we took the shows from Alamo to Weslaco to McAllen, Mission, Elsa, Harlingen.
Wow.
We did shows everywhere. In 2023, 2024, we did shows like everywhere. And so now, from being once a month or twice a month, now we've been doing shows every Sunday, mostly, but every Sunday at the Landmark on Tower Road there in Alamo. And I love it. It's been a dream. It's been a blessing, and my wrestlers love it. The fans love it. So yeah, just to do it weekly, it's a blessing, and then I want to say it's gonna take it for granted.
Yeah, and I mean, nice. I've been noticing a lot of Jose Martinez. Danny is el chef. El chef, not a chief, el chef, always cooking. That's put down there so everybody can read that.
Yeah, that's nice. True.
I mean, I know from the last time, the first time we brought you into the podcast.
Yeah.
When you first started off the business.
Yeah.
You had your wrestlers come in. We had a couple of them coming. That was, unfortunately, at that time, we weren't doing camera work yet. It was all audio, which you can catch that episode. I think it was like one of our third or fifth episodes that we did. In the new studio when we were out there.
Yeah.
They had some great stories, man. We had, you know, and time has passed, and it's grown.
Yeah.
It's grown crazy.
It's blown up considerably in the 4 years.
Yeah, especially here in the RGV of it. Yeah. I mean, the different areas that you've located these shows, people are just showing up slowly here and there, and it's constantly growing.
Yeah.
I mean, is it... I know the promotion on it. You do a lot of promotions for it. You do a lot of... I want to know who takes care of the interviews on that when y'all post up stuff on there, because I've seen where they they go on there and they call out the other opponent.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
I like those, man. Yeah, those are fun to watch. Yeah, those are fun to watch. But, I mean, is that on their own or is somebody
else? That's on their own. That's like anytime I get an email from one of the wrestlers and it says video MP4, I'm like, oh, man, they're gonna call someone out. Uh-huh. And sure enough, they know whoever is doing their camera work, whoever's doing that, that's all on them. I've gotten really weird ones where Armando Cacahuate was like,
oh god,
you know, he was tied up to like a pole.
Oh, that
he had
to
a,
watch.
A sack over his head. I've seen one people
that was
bleeding.
That was an actor.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen some.
Was that? That sounds like an S&M there,
was,
buddy.
That was the wrong clip.
And then I've gotten some funny ones too. I mean, but I mean, the promos and everything. However they send them to me, it's how they send them to me.
Yeah.
I just get the email. And I'm like, oh boy, like what is this? What is it going to be now? And
right.
Yeah. So it's hard being a promoter, seeing that. And thankfully, I have a new GM. His name is Charlie Miller. And he takes care of most of the promos now, thank God.
Right.
But, yeah, it's been crazy. It's been growing. So
right.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. And speaking of it, Cacahuate, because we said his name three times.
We said it too many times.
So he already popped up. So he says, he's saying here, Mike Velasquez, Cacahuate, por favor. Was it? Calmate or caliente, por favor. The key guest, what's it? Key the guest, more talk. Shut up, please. Let you talk. Mejor, damn it, vato. You know what, Cacahuate? You block this sound, bitch. You know? I got Jacinto coming here. Promos, bro. Promos. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
I got Roger Velasquez says, I'm bringing them. The fans, LOL, as I say here, man.
Hi, Roger.
We're just asking because you guys are so creative.
Right.
So much
magic.
Magical.
Well, I'm glad that the promotion is going great, Danny.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, also,
it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah,
like, I believe
that
it,
your stuff, all this, I'm learning this stuff, and this is hard work. So promoting a show and building a roster while trying to learn the production stuff,
right?
It's so much hard work, but it's got to be done.
Yeah.
You know, to grow,
yeah.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
But it's working because the crowds are showing up.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They are showing up. The venue fills up pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Like what we do on a weekend, other people may do once or twice a month, but we do this every week. A slow day for us, like you can see empty chairs. That's a slow day for us.
Right.
But every week is just, oh, that's the usual. That's the usual. Yep. Oh yeah, that's the usual. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen that there's, like I said, not only that, is it true that I've been hearing through the grapevine that you actually have announcers calling the match now, play-by-play?
I have had some commentators before. We're trying some things out, like we're testing some things and how to do, like, again, the production stuff, how to get the microphones working, everything. So it's growing. Sometimes I get, like, bad feedback. Sometimes just nothing's working.
Right.
But yes, I have a pair of commentators. Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Great.
I'll love to drill into that one of these. Just come
y'all,
as a star.
Y'all could be a special guest.
The special guest.
Yeah. Just show up. I'll pay you.
That'll be awesome, man. I don't need to get paid. I just want to go out there for some fun.
Make it easier for me. Just show up.
But yeah, man, I've been noticing that a lot. And a lot of these key matches, I know. Down the line, I think the last week of the month, we have the Killjoys coming in.
Yeah.
Also, it's another one that we have coming at the very end of the month, too.
Scheduled to appear.
Yeah, scheduled to appear. Both of them in person here with us.
Those are some scary dudes.
They look scary. I think we had to put flowers just to decorate it up to look really nice in here.
Yeah.
But,
I was just going to give them food. Like, you're going to hurt.
You could do that with Nightmares of Pain, but I don't think with Killjoys you can do that. I don't know.
No.
You have to, I mean, we'll have to see, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Good to know.
No. So, with all these storylines that are coming out through New Breed, man,
yes.
I mean, can you more or less tell them the amount of storylines there is going on right now?
Like, right now, there's about four or five.
Okay.
But every, I mean, how much of the fourth wall do you two want me to break?
And I'll not break too that much.
Okay.
Not too much.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah,
no,
I'm comfortable
with whatever. What you, your fans are accustomed to listening to, I will chip away that much.
All right, well.
Leave him a cliffhanger.
Yeah, Santa Claus still exists.
Okay, so the The wrestling is real? Yeah. So there's four or five going on, but there's always, every week, it could be something new. There's changes. Mm-hmm. The people can get hurt. You know, real blood can be shed on that, on the canvas. Right. I'm not saying that there's fake blood, mm-hmm. but I'm saying that, like, people can spill blood that weren't meant to be spilled.
Right.
Because of that, rivalries will happen. And I've seen good guys become bad guys. I've seen bad guys become good guys. I've seen refs become managers.
No pun intended, cacahuate, but anyway.
Referees becoming the stars?
Little managers. Put that.
Yeah.
Becoming the talent?
And don't come with your shit, man, saying that we're the same height, because we're not, buddy. Maybe you're more high.
No, you're at least an inch higher, dude.
I know, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
So you have all these different storylines that are coming around, man, that are happening in your area.
Yeah.
And one in particular that I want to talk about, because I know Mondo had brought this up. There was one incident where you were, I think, they flew off the top rope, or they had you off the top of the cage.
Oh, you're talking about a cage match.
Yes.
Yeah. So
how, give us detail by detail about that, dude, because that is some crazy shit, bro.
Yeah, so I have a special connection that can I can call and get a steel cage there at the Landmark for New Breed Wrestling.
Okay.
And this guy his name is Matt Riott. When we first started training to be wrestlers back 2011, 10, it was me, my brother, himself, and another guy, and then obviously there was the rest of the class.
Right.
Shortly, every week was, you know, just trimming the fat, and it became just us four wrestlers. And we call ourselves Novum Genus, which is Latin or Greek, whatever, for New Breed.
Right.
So we've known each other going back 10, 13, 14, 15 years. And he had torn his ACL or his meniscus in his knee, and he was out for 3 or 4 years. And I told him, look, your retirement match that happened wasn't really what happened. Come back. Well, I'll take care of you. You know, if your knee gets messed up, you know, I got ambulance nearby. I got paramedics on site. I'll take care of you. But let this be the steel cage. Let this be your final match.
Your last hurrah.
If this is it, let this be it.
Right.
And it took me about 2-3 months of doing that for him to finally say, all right, Chance, I'll come back. And then, the show happened. We booked up for it. And he was on the top of the steel. It was a tables match, by the way.
Yeah, tables match,
and,
yeah.
He hit me with the light tube, so I busted open. I was bleeding everywhere. There's shots of that on my account. And he's, at the very end of the match, he's already had me knocked out. And he could have literally just pressed on me, and I would have just broken the table. Like, I was that done. I was gone. So instead, the asshole, I'm sorry, the guy, my friend, goes to the top rope and says, no, this is not high enough, climbs another 6 feet, gets on top of the steel cage, and hits a shooting star press. A shooting star
Jesus
press,
Christ.
And then you do a backflip going forward. Now, that's hard enough.
Yeah.
He did that off of a steel cage, which is another, again, like, the top rope is like 4 or 5 feet, and he goes another 6 feet. There's about 11 feet off the ground.
Right.
And he does that, shoots up first onto me, onto a table, brother. Oh my God.
Bro, not only that, hitting the mark.
It takes skill.
That is crazy.
It takes
man.
A lot of skill. So Matt Riott, and sure enough, that wasn't his retirement match. He had an ambulance match with my brother and put him in the ambulance, so he killed me and he killed my brother.
And then
we had a special match called the Legacy Games. There's a 4-on-4, and the winning team, whoever got the pin of the other team, gets to choose his partner, so it became a tag team match right then and there.
Right.
And the winning team becomes a 1-on-1 match, and then that guy gets crowned our new champion, which was the New Breed Wrestling Grand Warrior title. The Grand Warrior title was something from Wrestling Revolution, which is the people that trained me and my group.
Right.
And the same people that I bought the promotion from, and I bought the ring from, and I did all that stuff. And we rebranded everything. So that legacy, that title, we just basically brought it back and just said it was, now it's different. Like that baby was put to rest, and it's there with the veterans that did all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our new one, and we want to pay homage to them. And so it's the New Breed Wrestling Grand Warrior title. And obviously Matt Wright has won it back in the day. I mean, so have I. But this guy, he won it. And so now he's carrying that title for New Breed Wrestling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah, very
good. I got a lot of people coming on the feed. I got one question here. He's saying the Beefy Boy Bros here, the Triple B is on here watching.
Oh, God.
Big wrestling fans. And he goes, hell yeah, Chance on the Chunu. He has a question. Does New Breed ever going to have a storyline where they invade another promotion? Just like, and does a New Breed have like a WrestleMania style event coming
up? I was about to ask that. Thanks for nothing, Triple B. Bro.
He already knows who it is.
I know exactly who it is. Block him.
Yep.
So the first one of us invading another promotion, I mean, it can happen. There's a promotion. There's a show happening February 22nd with my good friends, Evil Masters. They do the shows in Bronzeville. And already, I like them, but already there's like 8 of my wrestlers from New Breed Wrestling there. So it's sort of already happening. And if they see me, Evil Masters, if you can see this, if you can hear me.
Oh, yeah, they're seeing you.
You hear what the fans want? They want me to come and take over.
Oh, shit, here we go.
They want me to take over.
Here we go.
If you want to stay friendly, we can stay friendly. But if you want to step on my toes and spit in my face, I spit back.
There you go.
Okay, and the second question, the second part, what was he talking about?
Is that like a sort of like
is there ever going to be a takeover?
Like a takeover? Well, this is actually like a New Breed, like a WrestleMania style event.
Oh yeah, I mean, yes and no. Hardcore Horror is our October, like basically our big pay per view for October, which is all matches is no DQ, but like special stipulations, like tables match, casket match, last man standing, etc. So we have that one. That one's always popped off. The steel cage event that we did, the first one, we're gonna do that annually, mm-hmm. So that's only gonna happen again. But we also have one called the Rise of the Dragon, which is again paying homage to Wrestling Revolution, which is Rise of the Phoenix. Right. So there was a Phoenix emblem, ours is the dragon. So we have that one. But yeah, I mean, anything is possible. We do that every July. So yeah, I mean,
yeah, and we do. I have Roger Velez saying, I gave the idea about the lumberjack match, and then I got Jose Martinez with the eyes like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, what's going on?
That's
here?
Right.
That's right. He said it.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, so, I mean,
yes.
As far as, I mean, that's something that's real big right now that I've you will watch, everybody that watches wrestling, either it's on televised or non-televised, the takeovers. It's been a big thing since the early 90s with, let me mention DX coming to WCW, you know, and so on and so forth. These are stuff that, the controversy upon that, people like to see this.
Well, that's how Becky Lynch got big, bro. If she wasn't on SmackDown or Raw invading SmackDown, and I just didn't break her nose and that gush of blood, then that she would not be this big. And Becky's a good wrestler, but because of that, it catapulted her to like stardom. Like now she's a great wrestler. Now she's a superstar. Like, come on. So I mean, it's possible. Evil Masters.
Uh oh.
Possible.
It's possible. Yeah, and I'm getting ideas also. They're popping out left and right now. I got Jacinto Rivera saying, I say the RGB deserves a royal type deal where all promotions get together and have a huge event for all the wrestling fans out here. Just my opinion, if that would be badass.
Loser has to leave town.
Loser has to leave.
And then Jake Hassel goes like, here we go. giving me the side eye. He says, let's see what happens. My Kimber steps foot at New Breed this Sunday.
Kimber Lena.
Kimber Lena.
She's a wrestler on the Dustin Rhodes Academy, actually.
Okay.
She's debuting for New Breed on Sunday, yeah. So, yeah, she's going against my girl, Nikki Fuego.
Yeah.
We had on here last week. So,
Yeah. That's something that always came up to the idea. I always thought about with so many promotions that are down here.
Yeah.
You know, get your top stars from every promotion, have like a, we can't call it the Royal Rumble because that's already.
Can we?
No, it can't. You can't be used. You can use
or
that.
Can we?
Can you use it maybe the King of the Mountain?
Well, you already said top stars, but I mean, if we're going to go by promotions top stars, they can say like, the best wrestler in the RGV or whatever.
10
and 10. They're those best wrestlers of the RGV are coming out of New Breed Wrestling. And the New Breed wrestlers are already on your show. How can it be like, the best thing you could do is bring people outside of the valley, which is what they do already. We all do.
Right.
But they do that to a bigger extent than I do, because I want to build up my guys, the people that come out of my school. So it's possible, boys and girls, hit me up. Let's talk.
Yeah.
We can do it. Where do we do it? We could do it at my venue, the Landmark on Tower. We could do it, you know, wherever they want to have it hosted. I don't know. But, I mean, if they gotta bring in some people to compete with my guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. People, it's getting wild up in here, Danny. I got Morningstar already. Can I say, you want to talk about takeovers? Talk about the Killjoys taking over the tag team division in New Breed. I got that coming up on here. So that's something being said. We'll talk to them at the end of the month.
As I said,
Joe Martinez, watch out, buddy. Kimber Esteve, Nikki's home. And taking the arena on the 956. It's getting crazy. He goes, get your popcorn ready. All right. And you got Jose Martinez saying, I don't know, Jacinto, Aleque. And then I got an idea from, this is the most stupidest idea ever, by the way. Because we can easily take him out with your leg. Broadcasters versus podcasters. Any weapons can be used in the match. The mighty two legs.
Just give me the title now. Just give it to me now.
Look at Mondo Man doing his shit.
Yeah.
It's going Rumble in the 956. There's people. I mean, these people are getting excited. They really want something huge.
Yeah. They want the event. They want the broken nose.
Yeah. And it's true, man. Because so many years of it being with Revolution being for so many years.
Yeah. They were the only one, and then
exactly they branched out.
Yeah, yeah.
And having all these great promotions that are down here that are coming left and right, even the ones from Mexico crossing over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is something that it can get even bigger than expected.
I believe it.
And if you disagree with me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean to be blunt about it, but I feel the one that's driving the bus is Danny Chance right now, bro. Because
I disagree. I disagree fully.
And you can't say
I'm taking my leg off right now.
You can't say got the one because you can't even see zero steering wheel.
No.
that's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know.
Well. It's the weekly shows and having a wrestling school. We have an official wrestling school. It's been going on for 4 or 5 years now, since 2020, and 5 years. And the wrestling shows have been weekly, so it's like the people that want to bring in good wrestlers, no matter the promotion, they know to look at New Breed School of Wrestling. They know to look at New Breed Wrestling, see who are their local guys and who's Danny Chance building up.
Right,
and that's fine. I want people to hey, check these people out because.
Right.
As big as I got and as far as I've reached out to, I always train my people to be bigger than me and go further than me. And if you're not a coach to do that, then you shouldn't be coaching.
I got you.
Okay.
I got Roger Velasquez said, we want Juicy. I don't know who Juicy is.
He messed up his knee. He's hurt. We had him, but he got hurt. So, yeah, pobrecito. We'll see.
And here's one. No, Jacinto, it's never going to happen. Chewy New in a hardcore match. It ain't going to happen. No, it's not.
Let's talk money first.
Never say never. I heard you. No. You just said money, I got you.
Oh, God. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You honestly think I want to hurt this guy? Let's talk money.
Let's talk money.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I have $19.
Done. No kidding, man. So, like we're saying, the promotions down here, there's so many now.
Yes.
Like, they branched out from the main route of the RGB, and they branched out and did their own things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I mean, something that big once a year would be great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't do it every week, okay? No, you can't. It's got to be one spectacle that's just one time out of the year.
Yeah.
You know, and it has to be planned ahead, way ahead. And then you start promoting the living hell out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as your promotion's going, it's been going well at the Landmark. I mean, what's the fan like base now? Now that I feel that the Landmark's your home already.
Yeah, 100%.
It's home. Your home
that's
now.
Home. Yeah, that's home.
Yeah, first. So, as far as the fan base, it's growing every day. Do you get more fans I mean, coming in to watch more wrestling now on the weekends?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the 2 years that we're doing the shows for free and all the shows we did outside of the Landmark, all of that basically just carried over to doing big shows at the Landmark. So now that we're there weekly, the fans can say, like, well, again, previously it was like, why am I going to spend $40-$50 at a movie theater and being quiet eating our popcorn? We're going to spend less than that, seeing free entertainment, buying pizza and sodas, and then you're actually yelling, getting like, memories from childhood to, like, adulthood. Like, I've had kids that are 10, now 20, talking to me, like, hey, I saw you at Steno Ray. So, like, those are the memories I'm bringing to the Landmark and all over the valley, of course.
Right.
So now that, you know, it's just $10, $15 at the door, like, you still get that, but now it's just being more interactive.
Right.
My guys, my girls are taught and learned to be interactive.
Right.
I don't want to see fans like, woo. No, I want them booing and talking smack. I want them to be invested. I want them to hate you or to love you. And that way they come back again and they say, oh, look, I won't get this experience at the movie theaters. I won't get this experience at Olive Garden. I won't get this experience at the park or at Main Event. I'm going to get this experience here at Movie Wrestling.
By the way, it's Beefy Boy Bro Joe that's asking these questions.
That's worse.
He's asking also, are you ever going to introduce a trio belt or a mixed tag team?
The tag teams can be mixed. I don't have plans for having a trios belt, but our tag team one, our new breed of wrestling, Double Dragons. That's what they're called. They're not NBW tag team. That's not original. It's different, it's original. That could be mixed. Yeah, if Nikki wants to tag, find a partner and go after it, she can.
There you go, Nikki.
Yeah.
Jacinto, you're watching.
Oh,
start rocking and rolling. Jacinto, I mean, sorry to go off track. This guy, hardcore promoter, man. I mean, he constantly networks this guy eats, sleeps, and, you know.
I don't think he sleeps that much.
I don't think he even sleeps, dude.
No.
This guy is constantly promote.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's crazy, man. When you have people like that on your side or on your corner, man, those are the ones you need to, you know, keep them happy. they're doing a great job.
The thing with Jacinto is that, like, within the first week of him taking Nikki to the school, we talked about her future. We talked about her goals. And, I mean, I'm not going to say the good news, but I heard, I got direct source from Jacinto, the great news and where she's going to next at high school. And I just know it's just one step closer to her goals that we both wanted and prayed for her.
Right.
And we're extremely happy for her. And that's just, it's like of the goals that she had, she's already did a couple of check marks. This is the big one that she could check off.
Nice.
And from there, it's a bunch of the little ones, and then another big one. And we're happy for her. Like,
that's
I'm happy
good.
For her. I know
that's
her dad's
good.
Proud of her. But yes, like, her whole family is super proud of her. And obviously I am too, but Jesus, like, when I finally got the news and everything, he broke it to me, I was like, I almost wanted to cry. Like, I was so that happy for her.
Well, don't spill the beans, man. We don't want to know anything about that, huh?
No.
I mean, I got a request from, you block him and he finds a way to come back. Armando Reyes saying, Danny, can you please have the fans not yell out cacahuate anymore? No soy cacahuate. That's what he's asking for.
Well, why even show up?
Yeah, exactly, bro.
why the hell is that?
It's not that they don't see him. It's when they get in the ring. Oh, he's here. That's when they notice him, bro.
Yeah.
As they notice him, you know.
Why am I even going to bother going with it, man?
And here go. I got another gentleman, George. I see if we can pronounce this correctly.
Gentleman George.
No, he says that's what I love to hear. I'm sick of the intergender promotions like the workers cook. What? I don't know if you know who
English?
That is.
English?
Oh, George. I know George.
Yeah. I got that on.
Oh,
there.
Let the workers cook. Like, let them do the job.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
No, yeah. He knows. I've wrestled Nikki. I beat her up too.
That's one thing we want to talk about. Also, we're gonna talk about that in the second half. Because I think this is why everybody calls him Danny Chance. And you remember what I yelled at you when you were out there wrestling. I called him Danny No Chance. Because every time you wrestle, he's like, hey, sit down. Take out your leg.
Not today.
You're on your own, sucker.
See that light? That's your last flash before your eyes.
Yeah.
But man. I mean, the first thing I said in the ring, because I forgot who was wrestling at the time, and cheap shot every single time. I called Danny, and I started yelling out, "Danny, no chance."
I'm still the same guy. if I can pay off the ref to look the other way, I'll do it.
And BB Boy Joe is also saying, "Wow, Danny, you should be honored. You're in the same room with El Gigante Gonzalez and Taz."
Shut up, Joe!
Oh my God! I think we should have a commercial break right now, dude.
Excuse me, I'm almost dead, sir.
Rest in peace, good Django Silence. But let's give me a couple. Don't go anywhere, Dan. We're just going to walk into our sponsorships here. Let's talk a little bit, right? Because they're the ones that keep the light on here for us here in the podcast. Big shout out to Anonis Construction. Give Tony a call at 956-363-7195. These guys, great craftsmanship of what they do.
And what do they do?
Nothing but residential, commercial, renovations, or new builds.
Nice.
Great group of guys, man. They're always busy. If you try to get a hold of these guys and they don't answer, leave a message, and I guarantee you, Tony, will get back to you ASAP. Great guys, man. Their work is amazing. I know they have other stuff coming up later down the way to build some homes that they were working on. But give them a call. Let them know Chunu sent you. Man, they'll welcome you with open arms, man.
Absolutely.
Also, another big shout-out to Triple J Plumbing.
Still with us.
Oh, yeah. Triple J Plumbing still rocking it. Guys, I just got information today. Well, first of all, let me give you Jerry and Juan's number. Juan, you call Juan, 956-854-9622. And Jerry at 956-478-5316. They do residential. Now... they're doing commercial.
Oh, now, okay.
Now they're on commercial. And on top of that, for any hospitals that are watching or those who work in a hospital, they know how to do, I think, some sort of thing with some waste that they have with the hospital.
Biomedical waste.
Biomedical waste. Give them a call. They specialize in that. They are licensed plumbers, man.
Yes.
Great group of guys. And no, guys, ladies, you need to stop calling. They're not Magic Mike dancers. I know I put that darn video out there. They will come fully dressed to help you clean the actual sewer pipes out. Don't get that wrong, guys. Don't get that wrong. Well, and on top of that, they will be on the podcast in March.
Yes.
They will be here to square away some stuff.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed. They got no full Monty or anything like that. But they will be here to talk about their business and let them know that Chunu sent you. Don't forget, your crap is their bread and butter. also, today on our podcast, we are enjoying, hold on, let me get this out real quick.
The third and most important sponsor of all.
Yes, this one takes the cake, guys.
Keeping our spirits up.
Milo's Kettle Corn, guys. We are having today Love Potion number 9. Danny Chance over there is tasting it. He's
Danny
been
Chance
nonstop
been
eating it for the last couple of minutes.
They're good.
It's a mixture of caramel. I believe it's a
caramel and strawberry.
Caramel and strawberry. Guys, if you guys want to get a hold of them, get this for your Valentine's gift, give them a call after the podcast. Give them a call right now.
Yep.
Go with that QR code. Get a hold of them. This is a real great little treat for that loved one, special loved one. If you can't get it for Friday, get it for Saturday. He will get it to you ASAP.
Yes.
Great guy, man. He does fundraisers. He does local events. Give him a call with any other questions, guys. Keep the QR code, and, you know, you got your stuff going right there. Also, don't forget, guys, we also have our subscriber page. After every podcast, we go live on Facebook for only subscribers. We talk a lot of shit after that. That's an adult-rated thing we talk about.
The kind of stuff that they will use against us in a court.
Court of law.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially last week when Chu didn't get his fucking burrito.
Oh, man.
Oh, he lost it. He lost it. He didn't watch that. You missed it.
You ever seen an angry, one-legged, one-eyed guy?
It's a work of art.
Yeah.
Work of art.
It was a thing of beauty and horror.
And also, guys, we have our little shop store here. If you click on that QR code, it'll take you straight to our shop store to get the local our local merch that's through that company. But we also sell merch on the side. We have caps and blankets available for subscribers. 50% off for no one's not a subscriber, you get full price. If you're interested, hit us up, give us a call on our messenger.
Please buy some. I'm tired of having all this merchandise in my apartment.
He's using it as curtains now.
Yes, I am. There's only so much I can use to wipe my ass with. Okay. Oh my God.
That's not true. 100% authentic. But guys, we're back with Danny Chance. Thank you so much to all our sponsors, by the way, man. We appreciate everything you do. Danny, let's get to the nitty gritty here, man.
Okay.
The only reason we invited you to the show today was for this.
Move the camera. No, yes. Let's jump in.
Zoom in.
Zoom in. Get the right spot. No. No. We had Nikki on the show last week, and we're talking about her first match in the actual RGV. And she said her first match was against you. Now, can you take us through that scenario? Why would you challenge Nikki Fuego?
So, no, she challenged me. I'm her trainer. I'm the head coach. I'm the promoter. I'm the owner. I'm everything. She wanted to challenge me because she has, what do you want to say? Like, she has that Latino heat in her.
There you go.
To show the fans that she's a fighter. She's a girl, but she's not just a girl. She can kick anybody's butt. And overall, about three or four matches that we've had, she kicked my butt left, right, and center. We wrestled everywhere. I'm proud of her. I'm happy for her. It hurt me having to beat up my first woman trainee. But for the fans of light and all the boos and cheers, it was worth it.
There you go.
Well, from what she told us, you took to it quite.
Hey, yeah, you really laid the lumber, buddy.
Yeah, I had to.
I had to. Really, Daddy? Really? Golly, dude.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There were some receipts there from training that I had to give back to her.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Some straightening had to be done.
Yeah. Her dad didn't do that, so I had to. You know.
Okay. I got Jose Martin say that. Supposedly you have an OnlyFans, but it's just Danny eating popcorn on the couch. I don't know about that. What's going on with that, buddy?
Yeah, that was true. He's been giving it away for free.
There you go. Jackie Gomez says, hey, New Breed has merch too. Yes. Yes, you do. And actually got a QR code for that also. So you can take a look at that, guys. You want to go ahead and click right there. That QR code for New Breed Wrestling got the actual email right there in the bottom. And, of course, Danny is promoting his No Chance shirt.
That's not what it says. Come on.
I swear to God, I will pay $20 if somebody makes a No Chance shirt, and I will wear that to the next event out there.
I could make it myself, and you guys just pay me. How about that? Why are you going to pay someone else that I can do it for you, okay? But, yeah, you can get, I have my shirt, obviously I have the entire roster, the GM, the announcer, I even have a ref on there too. You know, Armando has one on there, sadly.
Yeah.
But then I also have the New Breed merch from the school and the promotion.
Awesome.
And it's newbreedsow.com. That's our official merchandise website.
And on the actual New Breed school, there are still people that can go in and sign up.
I just had open tryouts, our second annual open tryouts. Mm-hmm. The first one last year was held by James Blackheart, and this year was held by me. Next year, we'll see how it goes. This year I picked a handful of people, actually, this time. It wasn't just one. Last year was just one. This year it's a handful of people, and this is their first week of training. This week is their first week of training, and all the guys that have been in the ring with them have, you know, congratulated them. Like, they're doing a good job, and they're kicking butt, so it's good.
I actually have a question here. This is by George, same gentleman that you were talking to right now. It says, I came in late. Did Chance mention who won the tryout event they had last week?
Yeah, so again, there's a handful of them.
Here we go.
Last year was just Frank the Tank Maravilla, which that's his ring name. Uh-huh. And we had one ref, which is Carmen Cruz. So those two are from last year. But this year is just all wrestlers. There's six of them.
Okay, let me put you on camera. There you go, buddy. There you go. Go ahead. It's all you.
Again?
Go ahead.
There's six of them. I'm not going to say their names. That's their real names. No. And 6 months from now, hopefully, God willing, 6 months from now, they'll debut, and then we'll go from there. I might have a new Nexus on the way. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
But there's six of them, and they're all talented kids. Like, they're really good, talented, ripped or in shape or whatever. But they got this. Like, I was like, bro, where were you at the last 3-5 years I was doing this. Dang, why now? Because those free tryouts.
Right.
But legit, they're good kids. All of them, they're good kids, and I can't wait for them. Like I see the potential in them. They can cut promos already. That was one of the criteria to cut was to cut a promo, and so I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Now, when you're doing those tryouts, have you ever thought about maybe doing a show with that? I mean, you know how they have have these other. I'm not going to say name, other shows or promotions that do it on televised, but something that's go live and or maybe pre-record and show like an actual reality show going through this?
So that, I mean, off camera, I was telling you how back in the day we had done these skits, like three or four or five of them, and we put them on the line. Mm-hmm. So the idea for this year with these guys, but actually like, after like a month or so into training, after they, you know, they break the ice and they're comfortable with everybody, I have a plan to do some with them to record maybe like two or three of the training, put into like a little comedy sketch, and then post it online, and maybe do like five of those and say that's season one. There you go. Just to mess around, because I have the equipment. I have some of the equipment that can do it.
Right.
So I'm like, well, why not? It just takes some time for my family, but I can do it. But I want them to get more training done before we get to that point.
Yeah, because I know when, like I said, when we first interviewed you on the podcast, it was only a certain amount of wrestlers that came in, but through time, it grew so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you had so many. You had wrestlers coming from out of the circuit, coming down. Now, when you get wrestlers that come out of the circuit, San Antonio, Corpus, Dallas, Houston, these bigger towns. Yeah. But I mean, and not say the circuit's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
But you know, they're a little bit more. You know, there's more eyes watching.
They're more eyes in bigger cities.
Exactly. I mean, when they come down, what is their take back before they go back home?
For me, it's not so much to where I want them to come down and like, you know, show off their skills, like, oh, look at me, I'm from San Antonio or for whatever, and like I'm the guy for a reason.
Right.
I bring them down so they can teach my guys something that they learned out of their years, of their experience. Because my experience that I've grown, that I teach these people, these guys and girls, are from what I learned from traveling to California, Mississippi, Florida, yada yada yada, and all these years of doing this stuff. So my experience can do well for them, and maybe my verbiage is wrong. But if I have another guy or girl coming down that can teach them the same thing but use different words and have a different relationship to it, then it'll click for them. That's what I want out of them. So when I book these guys and girls, that's not to have them come down and, you know, show off like, hey, look at me, whatever. It's to help guide my guys to get them to their level. Because I'm only bringing down veterans and experienced wrestlers. I won't bring down anybody that's green. Because my guys are green.
Right. Not all of them, right?
Just the new ones.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, and I got people asking. He goes, "How many matches do you have in you already, as far as through the years? A round amount, and if
1,000+.
Okay,
1,000+ easily.
Have you ever rubbed with any future WWE stars on the way?"
The wrong way, yes.
No, the wrong way or the right way?
The wrong way, yes.
Or the
right
naughty way.
I wouldn't say that they're my good friends or anything, but I just they were kind of like a mentor for me for a brief like period of my wrestling career, which is Ray Rowe, and he's now Eric, who on Dirty Raw, he's a Raw Tag Team Champion, is Ivar, his buddy Todd Hansen. And so, yeah, so those, specifically Ray Rowe, he helped me out a lot. And then he didn't make it to WWE, he didn't make it to WWE, but this other man, his name is Jax Dane, he was also played a vital role in that era, that brief period as well. But recently he passed away.
Okay.
But he was on NWA actually recently. He was wrestling on NWA when they brought that back. So it was cool because I would, not like every day or every month, but like every once in a while, I like hit him up, ask a question, or like, hey, how are you doing? Or they're asking, hey, how's the family?
Right.
Stuff like that. But or like, congratulations, you know, you have a son on the way, or
right.
You know, he's about your farm, you have new cows and stuff. Like, stuff like that. Yeah.
There you go. And I got Jackie Gomez. A very important question about Jackie Gomez here. I think the real question is, how many more matches are left in his SpongeBob shorts?
Oh, yes! Dude! In your careers too, you go through evolutions, or some people call stages. I say evolutions.
Right.
So this past year, 2020, 2024 or whatever, I started going from trunks or long tights to gladiator shorts or Muay Thai shorts there, right. Even. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I wear black and yellow and gold, whatever, white. I can get these done easily. Boom, done. And so I was talking to my wife, and her favorite TV show growing up was SpongeBob. And I found SpongeBob SquarePants Muay Thai shorts. Oh, and gosh, I was like, damn. Bet. I didn't go to Ross or Burlington and find a SpongeBob shirt. And sure enough, your boy came through. I bought white kick pads, and I went and bought the shorts later on. Uh-huh. And so, yeah. But it was cool because I busted out a couple of times. Yeah. I bought a freaking SpongeBob SquarePants jacket, too. A windbreaker. I came out super fly with that stuff. Yeah. Oh, yes. But in that one, I don't know. I mean, I had to bust it out, but... I mean, just how many more matches I have in me generally. Like, I don't even want to... Like, I do want to wrestle, but I'm more preoccupied behind the scenes. So I let my guys and girls take the limelight. I want them to wrestle.
Right.
But, like, you know, now all of a sudden... Well, not all of a sudden. I knew I had this coming up. But I have a show of a match over February 22nd in Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a match in Lord knows how long. So now I'm like, I have to go back into the, you know, working out, right. Cardio, doing stuff at home, you know, make sure my daughter's not crying, and I do all this stuff, and, you know, go to the school, get back into school, get back in ring shape and stuff. So it's just, how many matches do I have left me in general? I don't even know.
Right.
But, so I'm more on the tail end of just pushing other guys to do their stuff.
Yeah, okay. Maria Aguilar is saying, I don't think much because SpongeBob is expanding.
There was a people were like, hey, it's PG-13, what happened? I was like, sorry, I'm too mature for this audience. So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, congratulations to fatherhood.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations, man. How's that treating you so far, man?
Oh, it's I used to have like, I used to say, like, oh, my biggest accomplishment, it was, like, in this or that. And specifically, it was, like, wrestling. No, my biggest accomplishment is being a father. It's her. She is my everything. Her and my wife. My eyes have opened up to adulthood, fatherhood, wisdom, experience, and all that.
Yeah.
Like, now that's why, you know, I'm like, bro, I can't. Like, I see this. I live this.
Right.
This is what, like, love is. Like, right, I love my wife,
mm-hmm.
but this is a different type of love. And you will never experience that unless you have one of your own.
Right.
And now that I've experienced that and I have that, I'm like, damn. So, yeah, I
Well, bro, wife is watching this. Hey, Daddy Bob.
Yeah, Daddy Bob, yeah.
Daddy Chance.
Yeah, Daddy
Ooh,
Chance.
Big Daddy. Yeah, I mean, consider the fact, I mean, doing what you do, I mean... Every night, when you are out there performing, doing anything, you're putting your body out there.
Yeah.
For no point in saying by chance.
Yeah,
by
chance. Yep.
But I mean, with a little one growing up to see this, she's getting older, alone. Mm-hmm. She's seeing, well, look, daddy's doing this, daddy's mm-hmm. doing that.
Mm-hmm.
By any chance down the line, when you already, it's time, you know what? Curtain call. You know, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna manage now or run the show from behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Your daughter grows up, she's 23, 24, she's already gone through school and all that, and she says, you know what, Dad, I want to do this. What is, in a father's heart, I mean, you know, father and daughter relationships are totally different from mother and sons. They're two different areas of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a father and daughter, you see your daughter wants to take your steps along the way. It's like, I'm not saying it's...
Hell no.
I'm not saying that, it's more like...
No.
You're it touches your heart more.
Yeah,
it's just you're like, yes, but let's show you the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, if it ever comes to that point.
Yeah. So I can show you. I mean, obviously, like I can show you guys of her, my daughter. She'll be 14 months this month.
Hey.
So she's walking around, bobbling, talking, all the stuff, screaming. But she's been in the ring. She's been in the ring.
Oh,
she loves seeing the guys train. She loves standing on the apron, her hands on the bottom rope, and like shaking it and watching the guys. She'll go, ah, ah. She'll go, da, da, da. She'll go, ooh, wee. She does that too. So she loves, and then whenever my wife picks her up, she's like, no, she wants to stay. So she cries and stuff. But she's already used to it. She's accustomed to it. She likes being in the ring. She likes running around and sitting down in the ring, me jumping and playing with her and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she, she's crazy, man. She's a daredevil. I caught her one time. I caught her one time. I was doing the laundry, but then, I don't know, like putting the clothes from the washer to dry and putting a new load in the washer. Mm-hmm. So however long that takes, she had made her way on the chair and on my desk.
Oh, shoot.
And there's a tile on the floor.
Oh, God,
I'm
no.
like, bro, like, that's two times your height. What are you doing? Jeff Hardy, bro, she's ready to swanton. I was like, no, get down. So, yeah she's not scared of height. She just climbs everything. And eventually, if she does, she ever wants to, great. If she doesn't, that's fine, too. Right, there's no pushing or any sort of way or another. You know, if she wants to go be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever,
right.
I'll push her that way. If she wants to do WNBA and be the next Caitlin Clark, do it. I don't
right,
know.
But
it's wrestling, then, I mean, hopefully I have the school still around, the wrestling show still around, so I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah.
Yeah, and puts it out there also. Being a big fan of Nikki, also being dad, you know, because he tears up, and after every match, Nikki's in. I mean, it's something, that he goes. She said she's ready. She put. What did you say? Oh, your wife is saying she's ready. Put her in coach.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. No, but and it's true, man. I mean, like I said, some of these younger kids, they look up to their dads, their moms, and they want to do. What they're doing, you know, they want to continue that aspect of what they're doing, you know, because they're so already fond of it, of what they're doing growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And I got a Joe putting up here. Hold on, let me get it. He goes, Danny Chance, Coven, and the Juice and Shooter, the 956 Horsemen of the Valley. There, I got that on there, man. There you go, Cacahuate versus Fuego. Oh,
man.
That's one I want to ask you. El Cacahuate versus Fuego, will that become a fantasy match for us to see at one point?
I mean, I think eventually in both their careers and where they're at, I think eventually it'll come to head. But I don't think Armando wants to end his life at that moment. I think he wants to stay alive. So I think the further we push it back, the better for him. Until the day Nikki goes to Dirty or AEW, whatever, I think that's when he can call it back out. But by that point, you're going to be making millions. So,
see, what's going to happen is Nikki's going to catch him. Fuego's going to catch Cacahuate coming out of the nail salon in the parking lot, and you know, business is going to get handled in that parking lot, like with a quickness.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even, I mean, I don't know if Armando goes to the gym or not, but Cacahuate, but. I mean, yeah, she didn't catch him outside the gym.
Well, the kids' playground counts as a gym.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah?
The monkey bars are kind of high.
Monkey bars are high, man.
Mondo,
yeah.
I'm proud of you, dude. Not be afraid about 2 feet off the ground. Yeah. That's awesome.
I thought there was a height of him at three quarters.
Well, he passes just by a margin.
Okay, yeah.
Just by a margin.
That Burger King, you know, that...
That play pit, it's something. It can be scary at one point.
Yeah, for him.
Those tunnels aren't just for everyone.
I got a bad visual of Mondo running around.
I can't get out. Someone save me. I lost the trail.
Cacahuate, not Mr. Clean exactly. That's the correct term. Yeah. He's just also... Mm. The year starting up, what are the upcoming events coming up for this year, man? What are big events that you're like itch exactly that right there that you're itching to get out there so people can come out and watch?
So, okay, for the first time ever, this Sunday is our first ever no ring event. It's a wrestling show.
Okay.
There's no ring. So typically these events that happen, and I've caught it from guys in promotions in San Antonio and Houston who've done this a couple of times, and I just kind of pick their brains, like, how do you run it? Like, what's, like, the expected outcome of it? Like, you know, whatever. And they told me, and I was like, okay, we can do it. So that's our February event. In March, we're doing I didn't want to say it because what if it doesn't happen? Modified ladder match. It's a modified ladder match. That's in March.
Okay.
April, we're bringing back... we're going to do a tournament, but it's all in one day. It's a one-day tournament, yeah. All
right.
So that's going to be one show. We're starting at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock. Stuff like that. Oh, so then there's... That's February, March, April. And May, We have our Heir to the Throne Rumble. So we're going to do that in May. Mm-hmm. And then obviously June is, well, I forgot about June. And then July is our Rise of the Dragon show. So yeah.
Wow. So you're pretty much.
Oh, I go far. My stuff goes far.
That's a hell
October,
of a year.
October is a horror show. November will be our Steel Cage, but I don't think I want to have it in November. Because if they just come off a hardcore show, and then I had another hardcore event, but Steel Cage, I think we'll move the Steel Cage up in the months. Mm-hmm. So maybe that might be in July. I don't know. We'll see. Or June. Maybe I do a Steel Cage in June. What do you guys think? Should I do it in June or what?
I don't know.
Be down to go see a Steel Cage in June?
I wouldn't mind going to see a Steel Cage in June. Sure, yeah.
And then I do it in November?
Yeah, school will be out. That'd be more kids.
Do I do it back again in November? Should I do it twice a year? Or is that too much?
What do you think, guys? What do you think, guys? Yeah, what do you think? Because I got people.
I would think it would depend on the crowd show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got people asking this Sunday that you're having this match.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like a blood sport?
Or fully no ring? No ring. There's no padding. There's nothing. My refs are there to see the count of three or say someone submits or say someone's knocked out. Well, that's it.
I would have called that a Bloody Valentine event right there, man.
I call that a Saturday night on,
I call that on a Saturday night.
On 16th Street. Yeah.
And I got George saying, Queen of the Deathmatch Tournament style. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting there, too.
Yeah.
There you go. I got another one from Joe here. He says, tell Danny, I got a foldable chairs in the corner to hit Blade with him, and it'll be a...
Why haven't you blocked him?
So he can be on the grid.
This is a disturbance to the show.
This is so true. You know what? That sounds pretty good. I should get the steel chair so he can smack you over the head with it.
You won't get to it.
Watch me. No, leave the leg out. We're good. Don't take off the leg.
I'm taking the leg off.
Grows off the people right now.
That's right. Fold.
Yeah. So go to the show Sunday and throw the weapon in there. That's going to use it. That'll be for the gram.
Yeah. Just make a cacahuate smell the inside and I'll knock him out every single time.
That's possible.
Don't you smell that,
I'm good, bro. Leave it on. Please don't. But that's cool, man. I'm glad things are actually working out for you from the first time you start this whole promotion. And the school, and it's finally blossoming, bro.
I think for me, the second it started being self-sustainable, like because obviously February 2020, COVID happens, and we're all on lockdown, so nothing's happening.
Right.
And then I had maybe one or two or three students, and obviously, like, that whole situation, you have to understand that I'm not a businessman. I never said I was an entrepreneur, right? So I'm just a wrestler wanting to bring wrestling to the valley and give something to the people. Because I was trained at a freaking flea market, right? There's no ceiling and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, I wanted to be the first one to give it to the valley or at least this section and, see it grow. And thankfully, guys like Blackheart, who came through, who did show matches for Ring of Honor and AEW and stuff, like, thank God for guys like him to where it's like, hey, let's put this on the mat. Thank God for girls like Nikki who came in and said, hey, women can do it too. Let's show up and show out. Thank God for people like her, because now, I mean, since all this happening, it's so sustaining. It's been hard. Me and my mother have to put money in to make it stay alive.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
Now we don't have to, and we haven't had to in a while. It's been so long since we have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing its own thing. It's its own machine. It's working, mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And there's days times where we have a lot of trainees and people, back out. And there's a little amount of trainees. But the shows and the wrestlers and the people that do train there, they keep it alive. Me, my brother, and my wife don't do anything to it. We said, hey, here are the keys. If I'm available, I'll go. If not, Pete Payne's there. Blackheart's there. Mooncat's there. Felix is there. My guy Matthew's there. Paul, my guy Alexander Paul, he's there. Like, someone's there to run it. Right. I don't have to be there anymore. So now it's like my own baby has done its own thing.
Right.
So I don't have to be there. I can go a month without showing up. And I will know people are being taken care of.
Right.
And that's what I wanted. And as far as the promotion goes, I found a new home for it. As out of 2023, I found a new home for it. Yeah. And I've been there, you know, once a month, twice a month, and now every Sunday.
That's
so
awesome.
That's taking care of its own as well.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, it sounds like you got the right people to work with you too to keep it up and running.
It took a while to push and get there and grind and obviously you hit your lows, but from the bottom, there's only one way to go, and that's up. And that's once you get there, it's very hard and unlikely to go back. So I mean, I thank God I've been on a slow slope, but we're going up. Not now. We're going
absolutely.
Up.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, it's Sunday. This Sunday, right?
This Sunday, yes,
this
sir.
Sunday, if you have nothing planned, mm-hmm. and you just want to go.
Or even if you have something planned, cancel it.
Cancel it and go. That's true.
Go.
That's
thank
true.
You.
Yeah.
Are you in any of the match this Sunday?
No, brother. No. I don't want to take another wrestler's spotlight.
Okay.
I can do in a match for 15 minutes... Great, I've done that. I've already had 1,000+ matches. Someone else, a trainee of mine, someone can go and show their art, their entertainment. That's what I want. I'm on your side. Obviously, there's a camera on me, but I'm on your side. I'm changing the cameras. I'm making sure we get the right angle.
Right.
I'm cueing the next people to come out. That's what I'm doing. I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah, and Mondo's saying, Danny, I don't have a key.
You don't need a key, bro. Yep. You fit under the door. You fit under that door, bro. Come on.
What a terrible oversight. I hope that's corrected.
Just have somebody slingshot you with the fins, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get to go.
Uppies.
You remember?
Oh, my God.
Any social medias you want to plug?
Yeah, yeah. Talk about your social media.
I mean, my thing is Danny Chance, or Instagram's Chance Danny. You have New Breed School of Wrestling, LLC, on Facebook or Instagram. And you have New Breed Wrestling, or official New Breed Wrestling, on Instagram and Facebook. And that's all my stuff. I have to deal with Twitter. I think Twitter is a very toxic place.
Yes.
People may say that about Facebook or Instagram, but I think that about Twitter. So I don't deal with Twitter. I don't like that stuff. But yeah, and then TikTok is wonderful. I love TikTok. I don't do anything on there. I just scroll.
I think that's what everybody does now.
I'm glad I didn't take that away.
Right.
But I think there's, so on New Breed, there's a Twitch account. There's New Breed Wrestling Twitch, and there's New Breed Wrestling YouTube as well. We're just there for the live streams. Anything of that is just live streaming. So we just live stream everything on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I might do a Kick just because it's another platform. I might do a TikTok just because it's another platform.
Right.
Okay.
But the main three is YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. If people want to see it, they have different avenues of way of reaching it. But
And
people can keep track of those if they want information about shows.
Then my website, newbreedsow.com,
It
has all the events. I have them all done till March 30th or the last show in March.
Okay.
And then once I get those graphics, I go back up there and update, and I do the next month and the next month and the next month. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got you. Put that right on there so everybody can see.
The
Triple B's always asking, push Blade down the stairs.
Why don't you go downstairs? Why don't you go down the stairs?
Like Brock Lesnar did.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, he goes. And one more is it's been real all this time. So F you, Blade.
Yeah. Yeah, I can smell it from here. I know.
Oh my God, Danny.
Yeah.
We are an hour and minute into the podcast, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there anybody out there? I know there's always that one person that's trying to start beef with you in the storylines and all that good stuff. Any last words for that one person? You can take a look at that camera right there.
That have beef with me?
Yeah, that have beef with you in right now as far as...
I don't think anybody has beef with me. I try to be cool with everybody now. Right. That's what I was trying to tell you guys.
Right.
But if you have beef with me and I don't have beef with you, I think there's an obvious reason for that. It's because you're jealous of me and you're jealous of what I've done and what I can do. It's okay to be scared and have your problems. You know, it's a one-way street. I don't have anything for you. They have a lot of talk for me. Meet me, hit me up, and we can see how it goes down in the streets. I don't care. We need to be at a wrestling ring. I have a wrestling ring at my school. We can meet at the shows. I don't care. But if you want to really get down, we can meet in the streets, and I'll take care of business then.
There you go, ladies. That is Danny Chance here on the Two New Podcast. Danny, thank you so much for coming out, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Like I said, those shirts, guys. You get a No Chance shirt. I would love to buy one. It's okay, Daddy. I'll get one of those two. I need something to wipe my car with.
No way. Right.
I'm not going to school. Getting a picture on the freaking punching bag. What's that motivation, you son of a bitch? I'm getting back in shape for the couple of months I'm going to Louisiana. Oh my God. Yeah. But no, Danny, I appreciate everything you do. Thank you for bringing the entertainment of wrestling.
Thank you.
To the RGV, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, the only way to go is up from here.
Yeah. I have a good group of guys and girls there at the school, which they're getting their own promotion, their own bookings and everything, whether it's local or out of the RGV. I'm happy for them. I want them to get that experience and that exposure. And then in turn, that goes back to me. Who trained them? Where's their next show? You know, what are they doing next time? It's always going to be New Breed Wrestling. Right. So I want that for them. Get that exposure. Go out there, grow. And I want them to do that even more. I want them to, whatever they're doing, I want them to push harder and work harder. And if they're watching this, guys, please do that. Reach out. Get those bookings. San Antonio, Houston, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever, Laredo, go. Get going and make a name for yourself. That's what I did. So go for it. Please go for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good to know, Dan. Thank you so much. I'm a man of my word. I know I talk a lot of crap when I'm on here, but I did agree with Danny that he could smack Chew in the back of the head with an actual chair. So, Danny, if you want, but before we hold on, let's sign off. Let's sign off right here.
It's signed off.
Danny, appreciate you one. Yeah. Once again, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Okay, I just come around the side of the counter. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for
being here. Everybody.
No, dude, you come around the counter. Dude, you come around this way. No. Just sit down right here. Just go over here. A little bit right here. Come on. Right there. No. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Push him out. Let me push him away. Go. Guys, thank you once again for tuning in with us. This was a great show. We will talk to you. Look at that. Danny Chess behind me. Danny, don't even think about it. Thank you once again, guys. What? You're right over there?
There's a lot of blood. But I think I'll be fine. I'm going to try standing up.
Don't stand up, Chew. Don't stand up, ladies and gentlemen.
Ow! That was a bad idea.
Just stay on the floor, dude. Guys, tune in next week, Tuesday at 7:30. We got Pete Payne in the podcast, another wrestler coming in, guys.
I could really use some assistance. This is very painful.
I'm about to call 911 right now. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Chew, sign us off.
What?
Sign us off!
I've been Chew.